another episode of Hallmark. I'm Kristen.
I'm Aya.
And we watched the same movie this week.
Yes, if you saw our socials, I rocked up to Kristen's last week and went, "So we're watching this, right?" She's like, "No, we're doing this." Oh, anyway, so we both watched the movies we should have watched, and we have reviewed them successfully.
We're here.
We're switched on.
And a new episode just in time.
And yeah, just in time before we need to drop an episode.
But this episode we're reviewing Love Blossoms.
Yes.
Which you can find on Amazon Prime here in Australia.
And it's a Hallmark movie.
And it's a Hallmark
finally.
Movie.
We haven't done that many this year.
I think what's confusing is that Hallmark puts a lot of movies on their channel that they don't necessarily produce themselves.
But they obviously have, is it like I don't know.
I guess it's like Netflix, right?
Right.
Netflix has but Netflix films.
They would have rights to them.
Yeah.
Could they be like the parent company of these smaller companies,
maybe? We've got to do more research.
Yeah, we don't.
Or Hallmark, if you just want to email us and tell us what your structure is, that would be
no,
great.
No. Even better. Hallmark, if you want to email us and then fly us over to your head office for a tour and an in-depth, like,
conversation.
We would love that.
Actually, would love that.
Oh, I would 100% love that.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
Thanks. Let's do that. Hallmark, the ball's in your court.
If Hallmark listens to this podcast, we would have been shut down by now, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm surprised as they're like, oh, I'm not going to give them ideas. I was going to say, like, a cease and desist. But, like, honestly, I feel like people would be saying worse things about what
That's
we say.
True. Speaking, we still watch them.
Yeah. Speaking of worst, this is not the worst one.
This is not the worst one. We've watched this one before. We've watched this one together before.
We've watched this one together. I think I've then also watched it another time. I've watched this one quite a few times.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
But what's it about?
So, Love Blossoms, and this is from IMDb. After a perfumer's death, his daughter works to meet the production deadline for his company's latest scent, which is complicated by the lack of an elusive ingredient. That gives you nothing. No. So it's basically, this is more of a Valentine's Day movie.
Yes.
Whoops. Oh well.
We just had Valentine's
Day. Yeah, I mean, like, it's not, when we've watched a Valentine's Day movie before, like, the whole premise was like, I hate Valentine's Day. This just coincides
this
with Valentine's
just like
Day.
Let's release a perfume on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, so this girl, her name is, do you want to give me a name?
Yes, I do.
Her name is
Violet.
Violet is a chemist, and her, sorry, it's just more like I'm thinking of like Love Blossoms. Yeah. So Violet is a chemist, and her dad is French. Like, oh, French? Something.
We're in Belgium.
They're in Belgium.
But everyone is
French.
French or American.
Yeah. So he's European, and he has like this perfumery.
Yes.
In Bruges, which is beautiful, by the way, in Belgium. Yeah. Love Bruges. Yeah. After her father's death, she takes over the perfume company, and there's a deadline set for Valentine's Day for a new perfume. And unfortunately, there is no physical evidence of the formula for this.
No,
like
the recipe.
She rummages through papers.
Yeah.
But there's no like laptop or hard drive. There's no recipe, nothing. So it's basically her trying to figure out this scent, and she runs into this guy who works in
a garden.
He's got a really good nose. A really good sense
of
smell. He has a good nose and a sense of smell. So she hires him, and like, you know, they figure out the formula, they fall in love. But there's also a side plot
where
there's like this competing perfume company run by this woman who basically dupes and copies this company's formulas, and she's trying to figure this one out at the same time that they're trying to figure it out. And conflicts happen. There's also a boyfriend in the scene who, we'll get to that. Long story short, they find the form. Well, no, they create a new formula, basically.
Yeah, they add an extra bit of.
Because
something.
The woman does eventually actually get the legit formula that they needed.
Yeah.
So they can't both sell it.
No.
So the people who the movie's about, they create a new one in bathtubs in a house.
we'll
and they live happily ever after.
The end.
The end.
That's it. That is it. I did write the formula as my first note because, of course, like, this movie kind of went in straight. There was no leading into it.
Well, she's just driving around. She's there. She's there.
She's already been, like, looking for the formula for a couple of days. They've got, like, 12 days before Valentine's Day. So we have...
Why this wasn't produced...
Way earlier.
Way earlier. Like, okay, first of all, we don't really know when the father died.
No.
But you would assume that perfumes aren't being produced the day before they're meant to be released.
Yeah, no.
Also, no, we'll get to my note about the factory. but what I immediately noticed, like one of my first notes is like, oh, good, we're not filming in America or Canada. This was filmed in Europe.
It was real pretty.
Yeah.
And like the location of the factory and the head office itself is like stunning.
It's like a chateau.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I would love to have a factory. If that's what a factory looks like.
Then let's go.
Yeah.
Forget podcasting with our perfume.
I don't think that's what perfume factories look like at all.
But you know what? We've never been in one, so...
No, but I... Do you know what? I might have written a note. Okay, I'm just going to say it. sorry, the note is a lot... Just about... Okay, the outside is beautiful. And then when you really get into, like, the factory, there were a lot of beakers and coloured liquids.
Yeah.
And I was like, no... And not a lot of, like, proper machinery.
No.
And I was like, no, that's not how perfume's made. So I literally Googled it.
Yeah.
So even though I haven't been in one, I Googled it. Yeah. And I was like, this looks nothing like what we're seeing. So that attention to detail... but I want like this. We've said this before. You've said this, before. Exactly. We want dramatic realism. I want to know I'm in a factory in a chateau.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Hold on.
Take note.
We don't. It's very strange. Okay. So her dad has. We assume just passed away.
Yes. Yes.
Because she has to go back to the States to do her own thing.
But after like, this,
nobody's grieving, and I know that that's again asking for too much dramatic realism in a Hallmark movie. But like, he just died, and literally nobody seems to care.
Yeah, I mean, so then can we assume some time has passed?
Yeah, I don't know. And that's my only confusion is that we kind of got like we started in this the middle of this storyline with no real lead in, a lot of exposition to explain.
Yeah.
Where we're at. But
yeah.
I don't know. I think, again, I may be asking too much, but I'm like, I just said, we jumped into the story really quickly and, like, straight up in, like, the first 5 minutes we hear that there's a missing recipe, that they don't have a nose, that there's a competitor wanting to buy it, there's a perfume that needs to complete a trilogy and it has to be done by Valentine's Day. Like,
yes.
That we all get that in, like, the first 5 minutes. It's just like, bam, 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 here we are, let's keep going with the story.
Yeah. We also learn that she has the same vision as her father because she puts on his glasses and can see perfectly fine with the glasses.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not probably at the same level of what you're talking about, but that was just my next note.
But again, I like there. Yeah, a lot of paper in drawers, very disorganized office. There's no formula. We'll get to my like laugh out loud moments to do the formula later.
It was just like when she was searching for the formula. She's like moving pieces of paper aside, like kind of looking. Move everything. And really look. She's just going, I can't find it.
They don't have time in between the dialogue. Which wasn't a... It's not a bad script.
No, it's not a bad script. Again, like, as always, we're nitpicking on just, like, the details that just don't make sense.
And it's got a great cast. Like, I think that's what it came down to. It's, like, Chantal Van Santen, who's in One Tree Hill. She's in, like, the later seasons of One Tree Hill.
Oh, I don't think I watched the later seasons. I got bored after a while.
That's fair. It's fair. I mean... I have to finish every series I watch. It's a curse. Victor Webster is in a lot of other Hallmark movies, but he's also in Minx. Have you watched that on Stan?
No.
Yeah, he's like, people who are doing legit things. And then Callum, who plays the boyfriend.
Oh
Callum
my gosh.
Blue, is the British prince from Princess Diaries 2.
Yes.
Love him.
I did not like him in
I don't like him in this movie. He's an absolute...
Well, he's an asshole, but he cannot do an American accent save
he
his life.
Just been British.
He's like, I'm gonna talk like this. Like, it was terrible.
I really wish he just had a British accent.
Yeah, me too. Like, who cares? You could have lived in America. Like, it wasn't essential to the plot.
There was accents galore in this movie. So
yeah.
We have a meet cute pretty early on too. So she's going to a meeting with. Somebody.
Yeah.
The, like, advertising or the, like, person distributing or something.
Someone.
She has someone to meet. And she has to meet them, like, immediately. And she goes, but she must have a coffee before she goes, but she's running late now. So she goes, she runs into the coffee shop. She literally runs into Declan, who is the botanist. He pours
botanist,
coffee.
That's
yeah,
the word.
He's a botanist. He pours coffee all over her, and they banter. There's a bit of flirting.
It was actually
meet cute.
It felt believable. Yeah. Like, it's very plausible that someone could spill coffee on you. You'd be like,
yeah, it's very awkward.
Yeah.
It's very flirty. It's kind of nice. And then he smells lavender on her scarf, but there wasn't any lavender in her coffee, which kind of triggers her to be like, he has an amazing sense of smell.
Yeah.
When we get back to the office, we don't see her go to the meeting. She goes immediately back to the office because then she has to hire a new nose, the term in the biz, for someone with a good sense of smell. And the assistant is like, hire the cute one. And I'm like, that's realistic.
But also,
I definitely said
but
that
also,
to my boss.
But when we get to the
there's no cute one.
So I was like, girl, you need to get your eyes checked. Can we just backtrack before the interviews?
Yeah.
I just, I wrote first trap of him getting on the motorbike. Mm. This is the main guy. What's his name?
Declan.
Is that his character's name?
Yeah.
Declan. Like, so he leaves the coffee shop and you just see him getting on a
motorbike.
Like, we didn't need to see that.
But he's the cool guy. I think that's what we needed to
see.
He's
a cool guy
in
flowers.
We needed to see that he had a motorbike, so when he got a flat tire later, we knew that it was because he drove a motorbike.
But, like, also, you could just show him arrive. There's many other ways you could have done that. It's fine.
When Violet goes back to the coffee shop to find Declan, she's, like, walking down the street as if she has no idea where she is. And I'm like, have we lost directions to the coffee shop? Like, I don't...
You've
been here before.
Mm-hmm. Your dad lives here.
Literally just a couple of hours ago. I don't think this is a new day.
No.
So she finds the coffee shop. She asks the coffee shop owner where she can find Declan. He says at the greenhouse. And I assume it's some kind of botanic garden. Like, it's a Kew Garden-esque vibe.
Yeah, yes, yes.
She finds him there gardening. It's very confusing what his job is. Because I would have assumed as a botanist he would have just been, like, there studying the plants, maybe picking the plants, but I didn't think he would be physically planting the plants. But maybe I don't know what botanists
do. I don't know.
And she talks about how he has a rare sense of smell. And again, it's kind of awkward. And I liked it. I did like it. Because I'm like, this would be a weird conversation to have with someone. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I think the awkwardness was good. He's clearly very cold towards her.
Yes.
But one thing overall in this movie, I think it annoyed me. She just needed to calm down. She was stressed, very pushy. Like, just, like, she clearly had no sense of, like, anyone else or what anyone else was thinking or feeling. Like, imagine, like, some person coming up to you be like, you have a great nose. I need you to blah, blah, blah. And you're just like,
whoa.
Okay. So, like, yes, like, it was awkward and the acting was good, but she just was full on.
Yes.
The entire movie.
It's because we love a deadline. We just love a deadline.
Yes.
Because that means immediate stress. But I also don't understand how, again... we get to like 10 days out and this is where we're at. She also has a vial around her neck.
Yes.
Of the only sample of the perfume that her father had left. And so she's going off the scent.
And why though? Why?
I was like, if you made this batch, surely there's more of this batch somewhere.
You just made this like little tiny vial and that's it. Yeah.
So anyway.
She loses that
in the garden, and also she gets quite angry, going back to like her being stressed and over the top. She gets quite angry when he says no, and I was like, mate, he's allowed to say no.
Yeah, he doesn't know who you are.
He doesn't want to smell perfume all day, and that's okay.
Yeah, like he doesn't want If he wanted to work in perfume, he would work in perfume. You saying, oh, this is the greatest opportunity.
Mm.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It literally has nothing to do with his profession or what he's ever thought of doing.
Yeah.
Just because you say it's great doesn't mean...
And you need him.
And you need him doesn't mean everyone goes, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll come and work for you, random lady.
It was very true. But I was like, yeah, good on him.
He's
like, no, I don't need it. And she's but I want it. And I'm like, oh, this is very only child energy.
This
is a very only child to, as an heir to a giant perfume company energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I then don't take any notes for the until they are sitting down having a heart-to-heart conversation.
I think I've taken a few notes.
Yeah.
So... I mean, he eventually takes the job.
Yeah, he does take the job.
He does take the job. And then when he rocks up, she's still full on. She asks him to spit out his gum.
Yeah.
Because apparently there are so many rules with people who are noses. She asks to spit out the gum. I can't remember if he chucked it in her hand or not. That would have been weird.
Yeah, I don't remember.
If that happened. So yeah, he's like, okay. And then he's not allowed spicy food. He's not allowed to drink.
Yeah.
There are all these rules for noses, and he's like, but he's clearly been capable of being able to smell lavender on your scarf without all these rules, so you need to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
She chucks out his lunch. All I wrote was when she chucks out his lunch ... girl, that was just me probably in absolute disbelief.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, what does that mean? At some point we see the evil in inverted commas woman.
Yes.
The competitor. I compared her to Yzma from Emperor's New Groove.
She does have that energy.
Yeah.
It is very I'm gonna do everything in my power to
Yes.
But she doesn't have a crunk, which is a bit sad.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. I'd take that.
Yeah. I don't know what point.
She doesn't look like Yzma. No. Watch it, you're
It's more the sentiment of I need this and we'll stop at nothing to get it. I don't know at what point we're at where this heart to heart comes in, but her boyfriend, so British guy who's doing a terrible accent, who was going to be the king of Genovia, and then Chris Pine took that job.
I should make sure that he is actually British.
He has to be, because that's so embarrassing if he's not.
His headshot's really attractive. It looks nothing like him in this movie.
He's from London.
London,
England.
London, England.
So he's jealous the entire time because Violet and Declan, start working together. They're vibing. They're having chats. Maybe this is where the heart-to-heart comes in. But, the boyfriend's still there. He's trying to help her with this business, trying to help her even sell it or find someone to, take over.
Because that's the plan.
They need to go back to America. So that's kind of his job in all this. And maybe, finance stuff?
Yeah, they just keep telling us, everyone in the movie, is just he's just a really good businessman.
Yeah.
But we don't know what kind of businessman he is.
But he is so jealous in this movie, and he's like, oh, no, you need to stop talking to him. He doesn't, directly say that, but he kind of interferes a little bit. But I feel like he has every right to, in a way, to behave the way that he is, because she is acting single. She's acting like she does not have a boyfriend.
They're vibing hardcore.
They're flirting.
Yeah.
They're chatting. They're going for long walks.
Yeah, that's where the heart
bike rides.
Because he's like, let's go out. Like, you've been stuck in this factory
chateau
for 12 hours straight. You're probably losing your mind with all the scents in here. Let's go out for lunch. We'll go for a walk. And they end up meeting up for from lunchtime to nighttime. And I know in Europe...
She doesn't
take her phone. And I know that could be a matter of 3 hours. Because we could be in the middle of winter. But we're not. And
still February.
Not true. We'd be getting darker later. But it's not. It's still a long time. It's still a lunch. Even a 3 hour lunch would be a lot.
Mm.
Anyway, she asks about his life. And what were you before? Mm. How did you come to Bruges? How did you get here? And he was like, I was a stock trader before I was a botanist. Mm. But I did, I have a degree in botany. And I'm
So how did you become
a stock trader?
Do people just walk up to Wall Street and be like, one job, please.
Yeah, please.
Degree?
Explain.
Botany?
Yeah. I
Come
finished
on in.
Uni.
Yeah, I finished a degree.
That counts, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, surely that's not how... Surely you have some kind of, like business degree or, like, finance experience.
But,
or
so,
like,
yeah, the reason why he did it is to help pay off his loans.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, he did it.
He did it, and then he got to live his botanist life in Belgium.
I have no idea. She drops this vial all the time. So she's dropped it in the garden when she first meets old mate. She drops it in the factory.
Is that when it breaks?
When it breaks and it spills everywhere. And I'm like, mate, if this is the last sample of this amazing end to your amazing trilogy, keep it in a box somewhere.
Yeah.
Why is it around your frickin' neck?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know what this note means, but I'm assuming it's when they're with their beakers and it's like scientific precision from a botanist. I'm like, I don't think, like, the terms that he's using and the fact that he wants to be, like, very sure on measurements, I'm like, I don't think that's his job.
I think his job is
just to be like, these are the ingredients in this perfume.
I don't think that's her job either.
No.
I think there are chemists.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's a chemist, right? I don't know. None of this is believable. I don't believe that this is how they make perfume.
No. I mean, it's not. You Googled it.
I mean, I didn't, like, watch, like, videos of, like, them making it. I doubt they're, like, getting, what are those little, like, droppers, like, and putting it in a beaker. That is not happening.
They used to. I don't think it's that way now.
No. Technology is on our side. Yeah.
And we've had other perfume Hallmark movies before with Pinstripe. What did they do for that? He was the same. It was all like a little science experiment.
Oh, I don't remember that one. Have we reviewed that?
Oh, you hate it. I don't think you watched all of it. It's
oh,
the
is
Scotland
that...
one.
Oh, no, I couldn't watch that.
Stopped.
I started... No. I remember that one. That's on Stan. I started watching that and went, I actually cannot watch this anymore. It was so bad. No.
I just wrote, don't be jealous, Stefan.
Oh, yeah, that's
the boyfriend. He's really jealous. And, like, again... fair that
totally.
He is, because they're flirting hardcore in business hours. Everyone's there. They're not doing it subtly. They're not going out by themselves. But
he's not really addressing it.
No, he's not. He's not like, hey,
this,
pull
by
your
the
head
way,
in.
Yeah. He's just like then trying to like set Declan up, really.
Yeah. He becomes a petulant little child.
I wrote she was literally about to cheat. At some point, it's obviously after the markets. I think they may be in the bloody chateau.
Yeah, they've come back.
And he's about to kiss her.
Yeah.
And she's leaning in.
Yeah.
And then she realizes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he apologizes.
Yeah.
And then that's that.
And that's that. They don't talk about it.
Yeah, no.
I wrote the sprinklers, lol.
That maybe was that around the kiss, because they're going through a garden. No,
they're in the garden.
That's where he tries to kiss, and then the sprinklers go off. And then so when she comes back,
she's drenched,
and she's like, "Oh, to the boyfriend, oh, I left my phone here."
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, okay. Why are you wet? And it's raining." Sure, no. Was it? Yeah, you've done hardly any labbing.
You still don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
And after that, he's like, so Stefan comes in and is like, hey, why are you wet? And she's like, it's raining. And he's like, cool, do you want to go to dinner?
Oh,
because
yes.
We haven't connected for a really long time. And
no.
I would like us to get back on track. And she says no to begin with. So, and I'm like, you'll go out for the entire day with Declan, but you won't go to dinner with your partner. And then he's like, please, like, I think it's really important for us to like reconnect. And I'm like, oh boy. And so she goes, but then at dinner he's on his phone the whole time.
That's exactly what I wrote. He's like, we need to reconnect. He literally does not engage in conversation with her at all.
No.
He's obviously doing it for a reason. Like, he's not doing it because he actually wants to connect with her.
No. But it means that she's not hanging out with Declan. Little does he know that she's already spent the entire day with him.
I wrote this note. So I must have been reflecting on what, obviously, reflecting on this movie. I wrote, I'm noticing a pattern. The girl is either single and pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for a boyfriend. Or she's in a toxic relationship.
Yes. Or she gets herself into a love triangle.
True.
You know, like, their relationship seemed perfectly fine at the beginning of the movie. Like, he didn't seem to be a dick at the beginning of the movie.
No.
You know, like, they seemed to work really well as a team.
Yeah.
They were on the same page. And yeah. And then a new guy comes in and it all goes to shit. But, like, understandably, in this instance, like, it's not like she hasn't done it. She's definitely lent into a new thing. Whereas if she was like, I'm not interested, we are professional and we are behaving like professionals, and he was still jealous, different story.
Yeah, nothing's indicated that their relationship is not good at the start of the movie. Usually you get that sense of, like, in Love and Harbor Island, he was always working and always on his phone, and she felt like a disconnect. They couldn't coordinate a birthday lunch or dinner or whatever. This one was like, he was there with her. He was there to support her. He was there, like, being like, let's do this so we can go back home.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't need to be there and help. He did not need to help her at all. And he did.
Moving on.
Yeah.
I do like her wardrobe in this mostly.
Yeah, I didn't really have anything bad to say about the wardrobe, to be honest.
Everything suited her. It was a mix of colours, patterns, textures, styles. It wasn't, like, inappropriate clothing for the weather.
No.
It was nice.
Yep.
It was fun.
I didn't have a comment either.
this is the bit where I'm like, are we joking? There's a tree in her dad's office, studio, whatever.
Oh, yes, the tree.
A tree that he imported very recently, and nobody knows why. But they're missing the ingredient to the perfume, and I'm like, we didn't think that maybe it was this weird tree that he decided to add in
recently. Didn't he tell anyone?
I'm sure he told someone. This is my thing.
People are like, they must be like playing a joke on that. They're probably like, we don't want you here.
I laughed.
Oh, okay. I don't know when this is. Okay, first of all, one thing. When he's sick, he puts a blanket around himself. And it's like the tiniest, like, little hand towel I've ever seen in my life. Sure, he's sick. And then he gets better because maybe it's something to do with his nose. I don't know. The next note I've written is they crack it and get into recipe making. Why am I writing these things?
Yeah, because he comes over. And he can smell the flowers. He can smell the flowers from the tree. And he's like, that's it. That's what I've been smelling.
But then the next note I've got, she's eating the nut bar. And she says, and he's like enjoying the nut bar, because the thing is, that's kind of set up in the movie. He wanted spicy food for lunch and he wants to eat what he wants. And she's like, she eats, nothing but nut bars. And then he starts eating some and she was like, I told you they were addictive. And he says, that's not what I'm addicted to.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was like,
why are you saying that?
My note for that moment was that she's taken, sir, stop your blatant flirting. Like,
yeah, it was weird.
It's also just like, just because you want something doesn't mean that you deserve it or automatically get it. And that is a conversation that I've been having a lot lately.
Yeah, right.
And not in terms of relationships, about lots of things. I'm like, just because you want one thing doesn't mean you get that thing.
Yeah.
It's not a guarantee, my friends.
Absolutely.
But this guy, like, obviously he is used to just, like, I don't know, flirting his way into everything. But I'm like, there is such a, like, not at any point has she said that her relationship with Stefan is bad. Like, he's not swooping in to save the day or anything.
No.
He's just swooping in.
Yeah.
And that is, like, that's the first time I think, for a little while, I think there's probably another one where I'm like, I really just don't like you as a leading man character. Like, he's a good actor. I like him.
It's the character.
It's the character. Mm. But I'm like, I think Autumn Dreams was probably the last one that I was like, ugh, take or leave you. But like, And then, but then Stefan is so selfish. So like, there's these two options and they're slowly making Stefan worse and worse and worse so that Deck is the better option, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's who she's going to end up with in the end.
Yeah.
And like Stefan's thing is like Stefan ends up being the one to sell the formula once they figure it out to the competitor.
But he sets up Declan.
So it looks like Declan's done it.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I thought this was our, like, I thought we were on the same page. I thought this is what we wanted. There's been no communication.
Mm.
And she's like, that's not my dream anymore. And he goes weirdly into like, but it is your, like, it is your dream. So I'm like, it can change. It's okay to have been in this space for a little while and be like, actually, I do want to run my dad's company. That's something that I actually do want to do. That's fine. But like, the whole like ultimate betrayal moment, I was just like, if we had just talked, like you seem to do very well in the beginning, then there wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, I think comms are lacking in this, but it doesn't justify Stefan's behavior in a way,
no.
Or her behavior either.
No.
But, like, yeah, he's a bit of an asshole for then betraying her. Yeah. Like, that's... Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And I get it. Jealousy is a ugly but, like, beast.
Literally talk to her about it.
But, like, yeah. Just say it. Just say
it. Why would you...
You went to dinner. You because could have been at dinner been like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. You had the perfect opportunity. Yeah. But also, him setting up Declan, he's also ruining her and her dad's business. Mm. He thinks he's just, you know, setting him up. But, like, that was the actual formula.
Mm.
Then what is she going to do? Like, you've just ruined her potential career, potential...
And that is why she ends it.
Thank God.
They're broken up. She finds... This is the bit where I think I blacked out a little. Because then all I remember is she's holding the frame and the picture of her and her dad has fallen out of the frame.
Yes.
And behind the picture is the formula.
These people. Why?
This is a trope in itself. Like, anytime somebody has been, has inherited something, the recipe, it happens whenever they inherit a bakery. The recipe is hidden in some kind of heirloom or like.
Yeah, it's of some hidden meaning. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I can think of is that one with the house, the little dollhouse or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's always some hidden meaning. We're meant to guess what it is or who it's from.
Or the lolly shop one.
Just tell us. Just tell your family. Write it in a will.
Yeah.
Put it on a USB stick. Like, anything.
Just make it very obvious.
Give it to a lawyer. Like, literally.
Yeah. So then they had already cracked the formula at this point. They didn't need it. But because old mate had stolen it, they needed something different. So they pour everything into a bathtub.
Yes.
And they mix it with a stick. And then Declan's like, it's missing something. And Violet's like, but we got it right. We've got in it. We've cracked it. And then he takes the vial from around her neck and puts the last two drops of the
perfume. Because that's the thing, most of it fell on the floor and then she tries to salvage some of it. So we're putting dirty floor perfume in it.
She didn't want to keep that. Like, that's the last thing her dad ever made. And, like, you've now put it in the bathtub. But also, if those two drops change, I know that it was, like, symbolic of, like, your dad is now also in this perfume. too little too late, my friends.
Boring.
And then we go into this, like, they have 2 hours. So the deadline has come down to 2 hours to pack 2,000.
Yeah, they get, like, the whole town, like, all these people involved in... Yeah. Bathtub perfume making and labeling and stuff.
But then people are also mixing things in beakers when they're supposed to be packaging.
These damn beakers.
And then they do it and they make it and it's just in time. But everyone's working very slowly.
Yeah, the packaging's terrible too.
The packaging's terrible.
Everyone's like having like chats and like smiling.
And they hugs each other at the end and it's just like, okay, sure.
Yeah, and they have, it was like 2,000 bottles in like 2 hours. So you, and she was like, either he said it, Declan said it, or Violet said it. Like, you should be doing a bottle a minute, yeah. basically.
And nobody's doing a bottle a minute.
There's no way people are doing it. I was watching them doing it. I was like, no.
I'm like, unless there are 2,000 people in here that only have to bottle one perfume.
Yeah. This is not there is no done. Way this is happening.
And all of the boxes fit perfectly into the van.
The way that they're packaged, though, like, the packaging of the bottle, but then the way they're packed into the boxes. Oh my god. I can't.
Hallmark, what we want. You know what we want.
But Hallmark, you know how things are packed. Like, everyone knows how things are packed. This is not like some secret thing that no one knows. Everyone gets a package and you know how things are packed. You didn't look up what a perfume factory looked like. You didn't look up how to pack things nicely.
No.
The bare minimum. They're all the notes I got.
The bare minimum.
The bare minimum research.
The bare minimum.
And then, so, Obvi, happy days.
They all live happily ever after.
They get together, and it ends like a year later or something.
Yeah, and then they get engaged. Yeah. And it's
blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And I'm like, cool. I wasn't really gunning for them, because I'm like...
Not the way that they behaved.
Yeah, I was like, this is icky. But I did like three things in the movie.
I like three things, and I'm really just... I never know how to rate things anymore.
Me either.
Because I'm also thinking about the next episode after this.
Yeah.
Your three things?
I liked the location.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the acting. I think they did well. I think they all seemed legitimate on camera.
Yeah, nice.
And I liked the difference in, like, the occupations and the tropes. I think this is the first one that we've had that it hasn't been, like, nobody was in a job which we have seen before.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, that idea of, like, she's not single and pathetic, and she's not, like, trying to find, like, all
but
of
she
it.
Is pathetic, though.
She, yeah. And she doesn't need to leave her, like, big city life for a small town. Like, none of that. She's just gone from, like...
Yeah.
One profession to another profession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
about you?
I liked the chateau. I thought that was, like, it's unbelievable as a perfume factory, but, like...
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like we said at the start, if I could work in there, I would. Bruges. I love Bruges as a town. Like, it's beautiful. If you're ever going to go somewhere in Belgium, don't go to Brussels, go to Bruges. And, yeah, I thought that their chemistry, like, was quite good. Like, despite their awful characters, I believed them...
Yes.
As a couple more than I believed Violet and
Stephen.
Stefan.
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of were going, yeah, you are the better suited. Like, this is cute. This is vibing.
Yeah.
Just how we got there. And just, like, yeah, the journey wasn't very nice.
No.
But, like, their chemistry was good.
Yeah.
And they were decent actors.
I have rated a 7 out of 10. And it's only because we have watched it a lot of times.
Mm.
I didn't, like, switch off in the movie, even though I've seen it, like, other than the point where I said I blacked out. I didn't, even though I have watched it, this will probably, like, be, like, the third or fourth time now.
Yeah.
I still watch it all the way through. It's probably one of the better, in terms of caliber, I guess. And I no longer know how to rate things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm confused. I was going to give it a 6.5, but I think I'll give it a 6. Yeah, so then it averages out as a 6.5.
Great.
Mainly because, yeah, I just didn't like the way that she was acting single.
Nah.
What do we give Love on Harbour Island?
I don't know. I didn't write it down. Which is very unlike me. Every other
episode. We'll have to actually go listen to the episode and find out
what's your we have the notes, right?
I didn't write my rating down.
Oh dang. Okay. Yeah.
So I'll need to go find that. What was one before that? Irish
Wish.
Also didn't write it down. Irish Wish I gave 7.
I think I gave it a 7 too.
It was definitely better than this.
Let me just double check.
Irish Wish.
Wish. Love on Harbour Island.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I don't know what I...
7.
Okay. And what did you give Love on Harbour Island? 7.5. Wow. I don't know what I gave Love
on
Harbour.
I don't think you gave Love on Harbour Island.
That doesn't sound like me. No. Giving Love on Harbour Island a 7.5.
So, yes, okay, Love Blossoms is not at the same level of Irish Wish, but I also don't think we can judge Netflix movies at the same level we judge Hallmark movies. No. Because their budget is so much bigger.
Yeah, but I'm putting aside, like, budget and set.
If we go story-wise, I think Irish Wish and Love Blossoms are probably on par in terms of story.
Yeah, I think I just really didn't like that she was acting single.
That's so fine.
Yeah. I just didn't like that aspect. It made me feel really uncomfortable.
It's icky. I'm going to say Love on Harbour Island is probably also a 7.
Sure.
If that's wrong and you're like, guys, I listened to the episode, you gave it like 5 out of 10.
Sorry.
Please let us know, but I will also go back and listen to our episode.
Yeah.
And see, because we got a little running tally.
Yeah.
And I really should look at the running tally before I watch any movie.
I think one episode we should actually not review and just review our
reviews.
Review our reviews and be like, okay, we do this every time.
We do this every time.
I think you also just got to, in a way, forget what you've got to rate it for what you see.
In the moment. I mean, we've reviewed over 30 movies for this podcast,
but
we have watched like probably closer to like 100.
I've watched more than we've reviewed.
Yeah, we've been watching them for years.
Yeah,
like that's the thing. Mm. Is that I'm like, it's as a whole. Anyway, if you agree or disagree with us,
let us know.
You can do that via our socials. At Hallmarked Pod on both Instagram and TikTok. I was about to say Twitter. We don't use Twitter.
No.
Because it's no longer Twitter.
Yeah.
And you can also email us at hallmarkedpod@gmail.com. We are going to be reviewing Yes, I Do next episode. Which
also
is
on Prime.
Also on Prime. Most of the ones that we will be reviewing for the rest of the year will be on Prime because there really isn't anything else
out
there. There are a couple on Binge, but we'll get to those.
Yeah. Prime is where it's at. If you want like these kinds of movies, like Stan has a few, but a lot of them are Christmas movies. And then the Netflix is obviously mainly just like the Netflix versions, but Prime is where you've got Real One, Hallmark.
Yeah.
What are the other?
Mar Vista.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to stick with the Primes for now. I don't know if the next episode will be a positive one.
Yeah, so Yes, I Do. Have a watch. I've got many thoughts about it, as always, but
yeah,
not. I feel like I was quite negative about Love Blossoms, but Yes, I Do. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I've got things to say.
Just you wait. 2 weeks' time, it's going to be in your ear holes and you're going to be able to tell us whether you agree or not.
Yeah.
And Hallmark, in the meantime, our email is hallmarkedpod@gmail.com.
So, same with Prime. Free subscription?
Or just, like, get a premiere-y things. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
If you're releasing something, let us know.
Yes, that'd be nice.
Because that's the other thing, is that we're trying to watch them all before they get taken off Prime. They come and go all the time, so stick with us. I would watch them as you go because they're not always available.
Yeah.
And that's it. We've rambled for long enough.
Yeah.
Bye.
Farewell.